Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya, Lebanon, Wednesday, the 14th of Muharram, 1442 after Hijra, 2nd of September 2020, current era. Press release. Lebanon, in its current form, is a failed country and will disappear. And the visit of the colonialists, Macron, Hill, Schenker, is not in the benefit of its people. Translated. Yesterday, 100 years passed since the establishment of the Lebanese entity, which is nearly 100 years since Lebanon's separation from its origin, the Khilafah, Caliphate State. So where is Lebanon today, after 100 years of separation and what is called independence? The scene of the Lebanese entity has become known to everyone who has sighted eyes, and not necessarily sound in sight, since the commander of the French occupying forces in the Levant announced on September 1, 1920, the establishment of the State of Greater Lebanon. Then in 1926, they made for it a constitution, drawn from the draft of the French constitution at the time, and handed over its leadership to a few sects. And they neglected the majority, which rejected this state and demanded unity with the Muslim countries. So, France fought them by killing, imprisonment, exiling and intimidation at some times and by incitement at others. Since then, everyone has been unanimous in their evaluation of this state after 100 years, as being a failed state, unable to survive naturally, until Lebanon became the focus of the eyes of the regional states affiliated with the colonizer, sponsoring it at times and fighting over its land at other times, providing it with what keeps it alive once and narrowing against it at other times, so that Lebanon became based on a structure that does not make it viable. 1. A strange political structure tailored to the measurement of sex that bequeathed to it political corruption unparalleled in the modern world. 2. A capitalist economic structure with distorted features that bequeathed to it a country dependent on outside and a debt of up to $100 billion. 3. A strange and bizarre social and demographic composition. A factional sectarianism that bequeathed to it a special society that differs from one city to another. And even in the same city, and wars, conflicts and fights are still raging from time to time. 4. And on top of this, sectarian leaders who since the declaration of this entity, they are subordinate and submissive to Western or Eastern foreign states, receive and implement the orders of their masters at the expense of the alleged sovereignty and independence. Glutted with corruption and looting, they, their men, and their associates, who disagree on the distribution of positions and quotas in this dilapidated state. They give half and more to those who do not make up more than 23% of the population, and when someone opposes it, they launch a ruthless campaign against him and accuse him of being against coexistence. So, what a coexistence life is that which takes away the right from its people and oppresses the majority of people. Then Macron, the ruler of colonial-occupied France, comes to us after 100 years, arriving and wandering, thundering and frothing, as if he was the ruler of Lebanon, and the US administration's envoys come as if it were a state from America. And they chose a prime minister and impose on all the warring parliamentary blocs his selection without delay, and impose the ministerial statement and the ministerial formation. Then they talk to you about 100 years of independence and sovereignty, and even celebrate with the old colonial and enemy planes roaring over their heads. In short, Lebanon, a colonial-made state based on the ill-fated Sykes-Picot agreement, and it is not capable of normal life in this position, and all the former and subsequent projects of the colonial countries are not for the benefit of the people of Lebanon, but for the benefit of Western countries. the real and radical solution is for Lebanon to return to its origin as part of Hashem and the Ummah of Islam, so that it returns to it and its people a stable, secure and well-being life, and then enjoying sovereignty and power, and living in a few years what it did not live in 100 years of false dependency and independence.
قُلْ هَلْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِكُمْ مَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ قُلِ اللَّهُ يَهْدِي لِلْحَقِّ أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُتَّبَعَ أَمَّنْ لَا يَهِدِّي إِلَّا أَنْ يُهْدَى فَمَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ.
Say, are there of your partners any who guides to the truth? Say, Allah guides to the truth. So is he who guides to the truth more worthy to be followed, or he who guides not unless he is guided? Then what is wrong with you? How do you judge? Surah Yunus, verse 35. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Lebanon. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.